This is Akashwani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The government has decided to increase the minimum support price of raw jute for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi about the cabinet decisions, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said MSP of 5,650 rupees per quintal for raw jute will be provided, which is 315 rupees more in comparison to previous marketing season 2024-25. He said this will help 40 lakh families who are engaged in the production of raw jute. The minister informed that Union Cabinet reviewed the progress achieved under the National Health Mission. He added that Union Cabinet has cleared the continuation of the mission for another 2 years as decided earlier. In 2021, Union Cabinet had extended the implementation of the National Health Mission for 5 years till 2026. The National Health Mission has driven substantial progress in multiple areas, including maternal and child health, disease elimination and healthcare infrastructure in the last 3 years. At least 12 passengers of the Pushpak Express were killed while 14 others were injured after being hit by the Karnataka Express, which was passing through an adjacent track near Pachora Station in Maharashtra's Jalgaon district last evening. According to Jalgaon SP Dr. Maheshwar Reddy, none of the injured passengers are currently in critical condition. In a social media post, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis expressed condolence over the accident and announced financial assistance of 5 lakh rupees each to the families of the bereaved. He said the state government will also bear the entire expenses of the injured. President Draupadi Murmu expressed condolences over the death of passengers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also expressed anguish over the tragic accident. In a social media post, the Prime Minister extended his condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of all the injured. He said, authorities are providing all possible assistance to those affected. Central Railway's Chief PRO Swapnil Neela said the accident occurred after a few passengers deboarded the train following an alarm chain pulling incident. He informed that the chain pulling incident occurred due to a false rumour of a fire in one of the adjacent coaches. Israel has begun a military operation in the West Bank city of Jenin, resulting in at least 10 Palestinian casualties just days after the Gaza ceasefire took effect. The operation, dubbed Iron Wall, involves coordination between the Israeli military, police and Shin Bet security agency. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced the campaign as part of efforts to eradicate terrorism in Jenin. According to the Palestinian state news agency Wafa, Israeli warplanes have struck Jenin, while ground forces, including sharpshooters and armored vehicles, have surrounded the city's refugee camp and are reportedly preventing ambulances from entering the area. In response, Hamas has called for Palestinians in the West Bank and revolutionary youth to escalate confrontations with Israeli forces. The military operation comes at a sensitive time, as Palestinians in the West Bank had initially welcomed the January 15 Gaza ceasefire with a relief. A total of 1,114 trucks of humanitarian aid have so far been sent to the Gaza Strip via the Rafah crossing since the border was reopened on Sunday, as per Egypt's media. A convoy of 174 trucks of humanitarian aid, including 14 trucks carrying fuel, was sent yesterday, the fourth day of a truce between Israel and Hamas, into the Gaza Strip via the Rafah crossing, the report added. The Rafah crossing is a vital entry point for international aid destined for Gaza. Israel has controlled the Palestinian side of the crossing since May 2024 and reopened it under the terms of the ceasefire. The trucks carrying food, clothes, medical equipment, tents, mobile toilets and other relief materials had been parked in several cities in Egypt's North Sinai, some of which were waiting for months to reach Palestinians in need. And in the Indonesia Masters Super 500 Badminton, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu lost her opening round match against TL Nguyen of Vietnam 2022-12-21 in the women's single in Jakarta last evening. Earlier in the women's singles, Indian players Anupama Upadhyay, Tanya Hemant and Rakshita Ramraj lost their first round matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.